In February, the University of Louisiana at Monroe welcomed Larry Simpson as the new executive director of the ULM Foundation. In the 50-plus years of raising funds to assist the university, the foundation has prospered through the efforts of supporters and volunteers. At this time, we take a few moments to learn more about the foundation and its executive director. Larry, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
What is the ULM Foundation?
Well, the foundation was established in 1961, and since that time has raised over $80 million in private resources for the benefit of the University of Louisiana Monroe, its students and faculty. And I give applause to the volunteers and to the foundation trustees who have managed the funds over the years. So we currently have in the endowment over $40 million that spends off roughly 4% each year to go directly to programs and also some unrestricted money for the use of the president.
How does the foundation advance the mission of the university?
Well, we assist the university in attracting outstanding students. That's number one. Mm-hmm. I think if we have more students, we fare better. We provide scholarship funding directly to students. We also enhance academic programs, support faculty directly, and open new areas of research. So those are the principal foundations of the university: students, faculty, and research.
Share for a moment about your background and your previous work.
This is my 27th year in nonprofit fundraising, a good mixture of work directly with nonprofit organizations, but I've also had stints as fundraising consultant. I started with the Boy Scouts of America, first part of my career, and then returned to my alma mater, Princeton University, for 5 years of a major capital campaign. And then moved to Atlanta as a fundraising consultant and raised funds for a variety of nonprofit organizations, South Carolina Educational Television and Radio being one of them.
How did your career path lead you to head the foundation here at ULM?
I had worked for Drexel University in Philadelphia and then as an independent consultant based in the Philadelphia area for the last 4 years. And I've really found the greatest satisfaction in my career in working directly with an institution and a set of volunteers over a longer period of time. And while I've enjoyed the fundraising consulting part of my career very much, those tend to be shorter stints. You come in on a project basis, and gives me greater and deeper satisfaction to see long-term results established at an institution. Saw this opportunity, and I said, I think the sun, the moon, the stars are coming into alignment. I think there's a great mission, phenomenal leadership, both on campus and on our foundation board. And I think with the economy hopefully uptick this year and next, we are poised for great fundraising success.
Do you approach this job any differently in philosophy? You mentioned how you would look at something as being involved in a project as something long-term with the future of the university.
I see it much more as a personal mission as opposed to a professional fundraising consulting assignment, where when you come into the organization, you're there for a very, very limited period of time. The most I've ever spent fundraising consulting was just under 2 years with an institution. So you really cannot really own and wear the mission of the institution as a consultant the way you can as the head of the foundation or as an employee and really participate long-term in the legacy of the institution.
What do you see as challenging aspects of the job?
Well, my job is to try to connect wealthy individuals and people of success with some of the needs of the institution. Probably the biggest challenge that I have is in identifying the folk who have capacity to support the university, to engage them in a meaningful way, in a way that they want to be engaged with the institution, in an area that they would very much like to establish their legacy. And to work with them over many cases, months and years, in defining how they want their legacy to be established and expressed.
Is that your vision for the foundation here at ULM?
Well, I think the foundation really needs to focus on two areas. One is current operating funds to rebuild an annual giving program to unify a single annual fund program for all aspects of the university so that there's a clear central message of why we need the unrestricted funds, how they'll be used, and how they will be leveraged to make ULM more successful. Concurrently, we have to look long-term for endowment building and for our capital needs. So it's a balancing act of current operating dollars and long-term endowment and capital needs for the university.
Larry, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Look forward to hearing more great programs on KEDM.